Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic every day.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's what it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, TNT Denar. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference record, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, June 5, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
is another Friday morning. Fantastic, fabulous, financial, whatever you want to call it, it's Friday. All right. So let's get with it. Ready? Did we send anything out?
No updates went out. Everything's been
no
quiet.
Updates went out. Okay. And let's see what did happen. Anything happened. Let me see here. Everybody heard about CBI? Everybody heard about Kazemi supports changing the dollar policy, changing the exchange rate. It says to fix the current financial issues in Iraq. I don't know if everybody heard about it or not. But let's go back to the beginning. Let me tell you what happened. We did a call on Wednesday. Wednesday evening, Iraq protesters said, look what's going on in the U.S. They're rioting in the streets. Maybe that's what we need to do. So they started burning buildings, turning over cars, and rioting in the streets. That's what they started back doing Wednesday evening, throwing rocks at the buildings, throwing rocks at security forces, and saying enough is enough. We are tired of you stalling. Which is funny because after that is when Kazemi came out and said he supports changing of the dollar policy, changing the exchange rate to fix the current financial issues in Iraq. And he made it public so that people could hear that. He's ready to do that, which is a good thing. So, yesterday, CBI decides that since all the criticism they've taken about doing the auctions wrong, about taking the currency wrong, about all the corruption in the CBI, that they would turn the responsibility, yes, of the currency auction to the Ministry of Finance, where they quickly announced yesterday they are stopping the currency auctions. Effective May the 21st was the last currency auction. Now, we like that because we know the auctions had to stop in order for the RV to happen. They had to stop the auctions. Always thought it would be the same day. But anyway, it's another thing we don't have to look forward to because they announced yesterday they've held their last one. We'll see if it stays true, but that was the announcement. So we'll see what happens. Let me see. So on the news, it says CBI tired of hearing that corruption associated with the auctions, and they were afraid it would drive citizens away from the banking. So they transferred it over. So we'll see that. There was something out about the rate changing to a zero rate, but we haven't seen it come out officially yet or in English yet. So that's what we're waiting for. Okay, let me see here. This is a little tricky, guys. Some of you guys aren't going to understand it, and some of you might. Because it's not saying what you think it's saying, but it is a change. It says on TV, and this is today, on TV this morning, Kazemi said he's having his final meeting next week with the Finance Committee to discuss the possibility of increasing the exchange rate as one of the solutions to the economic issues Iraq is having. Increasing the exchange rate. Everybody thinks that means the RV. But you got to look from their perspective. And we talked about it before. They talked about increasing the exchange rate from 1,225 dinar to the dollar to 1,500 dinar to the dollar. That's not what we want to hear. That's not what we want to see. So when people see that, and he says they will discuss the possibility, don't mean they're going to do it. But it is one of the options they've been discussing anyway to fix the problem of their economy and what's going on over there right now. So a lot of people got excited about the wrong thing. It's going to get better, though, so hold on. It says Parliament will probably vote on the ministers tomorrow. Pompeo says USA will help Iraq financially, so the impact will be immediate. A lot of news, a lot of stuff going on. Here's the problem with all that. It's not a problem, but the reality with it. The meeting's not until later this month. U.S. also said that unless Iraq acts as a sovereign nation, that means without Iran getting involved in their government, their business, everything else, the U.S. would not only pull out all their financial support, but all their military support and everything else would be leaving the country. So they're going to try to discuss that during the meeting and the changes or which way Iraq really wants to go to get this done. Supposedly, they're saying Pompeo said that in regards to Iraq, everything is imminent. Well, those who've been here for 10, 15 years, and probably a bunch of you who've been here for 4 or 5 years, know if it's one word we don't want to hear, it's imminent. Because we heard it for days, weeks, months, and years, and it still hasn't happened yet. So I really don't want to hear that word, imminent. But things are going good. They did put out a list of things they need to get accomplished that they're going to discuss starting Saturday at their meetings. They did say they wanted to get the budget submitted again this month, like we knew. And Parliament is saying it's going to take them 3 weeks to review it. But just like last call, I said that would push us right up to the end of the month if they take all 3 weeks. Which we're all hoping and praying that they don't. They're still talking about starting the tariffs, the taxes, changing the imports laws by the 1st of July. So sometime this month, we should see this if everything goes good. Nothing from our bank guys. No rates have changed. Nobody's on standby. Nobody's on alert. Nobody's been called in. They're not preparing. But they are ready. Well, at least Northeast. Still nothing coming out of Texas. But I'm going to check in while Ray starts reading the questions. All right, Ray.
Okay, let's see. Beta says, good afternoon, good morning. Question from a friend. Can Ray or Tony talk a little about the Indonesian rupiah and whether there will be any contract rates and if the rupiah will be a definite for the RV? Okay, I'll work backwards. The rupiah, definite for the RV. The last rate we were given was $1.83 on the screen. That's a projected rate. And there's no contract rate information regarding the rupiah. Did you want to add anything, Tony?
Absolutely nothing.
That's what I kind of thought. Okay. Rav Dickens says, Tish posted an article this morning about Mike Pompeo congratulating Kazemi yesterday on the formation of his new government. and a peaceful transition of power. Could this mean that Parliament voted on the remaining cabinet members yesterday, but they aren't telling us?
Well, it could always mean that they did something, but more than likely, again, he's just having another conversation with him, congratulating him on the fact that it was done. They do have the seven names, and they say, again, they may vote on them on Saturday. They might not vote till next week. Depends on which one of their parliament members you talk to, what answer you're going to get.
Okay. Deborah says, I received an email about Zim, and it stated that after June 15th, the value of the $100 trillion note will only be worth $497. Is this true?
Who'd you get an email from? What banking source? What treasury? What finance? I mean, who told you that? The guy next door? Guy around the corner? I mean, I don't know. I didn't get it. At least 10,000 other people here didn't get it. None of our banking sources got it. So I don't know where you got it from. But if you can come back and tell us that, show it to us, we'll check it out.
Okay. Nine Ball says, have you heard any more info on the 500 million Zim notes?
Nope. You already told us it was going to be a good rate. I don't even ask him about it, to tell you the truth. Because if it is, it is. And if it isn't, it's going to be the same rate as everything else. But I'll tell you guys, it didn't make sense to me how one note can be more valuable than all the rest of them, especially not at crazy rate that it is. But we'll see what happens. If you have one, just hold on to it.
All right. Mountain Mole says, Tony, on the last call, you said that a person who only had 1 million dinar would not qualify for a higher contract rate. Do you have any idea how many million dinar it would take to be considered for a much higher contract rate? I have more than the cap level at 20, so I was thinking of gifting to my son and daughter so they could tap into that much higher level too.
I don't know what the start limit is. I just know there's a cap, so... And I know he was saying the more you have, the more they're going to give you. And the cap was on the 28, guys. Remember that. He didn't say there was a cap on the 6. He didn't say there was a cap on the 18. There was a cap on the 28.50. So still a lot of things can happen in there. But I'll try to ask the question. I'm going to send it right now. Let me see. Maybe we'll get an answer back.
Okay. That takes us to Sunstar. Over 10 years, I have been on the TNT calls. I celebrated my 50th birthday with you guys. And today, I celebrate my 60th birthday with the Renfro Brothers and TNT. Please play the birthday song. All right,
man.
Sunstar celebrating a birthday today.
You should have played it 10 times for them, but go ahead.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate. It's time to bossy, bossy, time to celebrate.
happy birthday to you. And
right,
also,
happy birthday.
Just want to do a shout out to Come On RV. I got your letter. And so just wanted to acknowledge that. Okay. Was that?
Well, I'm just going to acknowledge that he didn't share it with me, but maybe, you know, we got a couple more months. We'll see it. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, maybe you'll see it in a few months.
Yeah.
All right, that was the last board question. Let's hear from live folks. 386 area code, you are on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And good afternoon to both of you. How are you doing?
All right.
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree. And yourself.
Good. I'm doing wonderful, guys. I'm getting
good.
Ready to go to Virginia and see my grandbaby. That's only 8 months old.
Oh,
okay.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, Grandpa, you know, I can go anytime, but my kids, they can't leave their jobs and travel and do what they want like I can. So, yeah, I'm kind of lucky.
Is this your first grandchild?
When do you... No, I've got 14 others.
Oh, okay.
It's my
last. You're ready to make
one.
A movie.
With seven kids and 16 grandchildren and two great-greats. Yeah, I could.
All right.
I had two wives.
Oh, okay. Congratulations, I think.
Sure. At the same time?
I'm not. Pardon me?
I said at the same time?
Oh, yeah, right, Tony. Now you're being funny.
Yeah.
Tony, how long before you think this will happen?
Man, I think so much. All I can do now is hope and pray. So, but just looking at what's going on, listening, it feels again like they're trying to get it done by the first because of the rate changes, the policy changes, and they're trying to implement the import-export changes by the first. To save their economy. So it looks like they're trying to do something now. Now, here's the only problem or question mark I can see. They're making announcements about the budget, saying either it's going to be a quarterly budget now or a six-month budget because they want to have the flexibility to change it every month with the price of oil and make up for whatever their deficiency is. They've already said they're not going to look at any of the investment projects until 2021 because they don't have enough time to fund them and get them started in the next 6 months. So that worries me. It truly does. That they may wait, but with the deficit that they have right now, the problem they're having with the oil production and the oil rate, even though oil did go up to $42 today, suggests that they should make the change as soon as possible. But it's Iraq. We can clearly see everything they need to do, and they're sitting there in the country and acting like they don't know what to do. So, best case scenario, I see it going by the 1st of July.
Okay. Do you want my opinion?
Yes, sir. Please.
Tony, the chief thinks it could happen between now and the end of the month.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I'm going to go with that. All right.
Tony, you and Ray have been very well through all the years that I've been listening, and I believe you're doing an outstanding job.
Thank you, sir.
Keep up the good work, guys. Well,
thank you very much, sir.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. All right.
And like I said, it's Chief. God bless everybody. Have a good day. Bye.
All right, okay, bye-bye. 404 area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Hope I'm coming through clear.
Hi.
Okay. A couple of questions, and again, thank you for all of your tenacity and the like, and I concur with 386. I appreciate your outstanding job, and also like to take this time to congratulate and with best wishes to Sunstar. That's an achievement, 10 years, of getting the birthday song. So that's something. I'm curious, please.
Wait,
hold on.
Wait, before you get started, because I'm trying to clarify something what you just said. You said 10 years was an achievement. So was it living 10 more years or just listening to Tony and Ray 10 more years? Which one was the achievement?
Who knows? Maybe there's a double meaning, double entendre in there.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, okay, it's the birthday, and, you know, a decade has gone by. We have fun, you know, and how much time has gone by, and we're still having fun, question mark here. So that's what, sorry, now you get my train of thought back here. You know, the thing that gets me is, as I look back over these 10 years, because I've been around that length of time as well, of not acknowledging birthdays, of we've gotten excited over the years that, you know, we're right on the verge of this happening, and then we find out, much to our amazement, that there was something that we didn't even know needed to be done, that nothing could have happened had it not happened. And then, you know, that happens, and now we're able to see something going on. Are your Iraqi sources giving you any indication of there may be one or two more little incidentals that didn't seem to be necessary but really are necessary to be completed, and that they're on the verge of that happening? The thing that keeps surfacing in the back of my mind is this whole issue of Article 8 that we've been told it's they're compliant, then it's lo and behold they're not compliant, then they are, then they aren't. Have they given you any indication on that particular issue? Are they or are they not compliant?
No, and I haven't even asked, because I think they are, but I haven't asked. So I will tell you what the two issues they are having right now and going to have until this is announced. One is the financial law has not been recorded because the final wording has not been put in. Agreement has been made because it's supposed to come out with this budget law, the last financial law that they feel they need. So that hasn't been done. And I keep saying we're waiting for the budget because that law is in the budget. The other thing is the final agreement with Kurdistan has not been signed and sealed. They keep saying they have an agreement, potential to agreement, everybody's meeting, but they have yet to sign the agreement, vote on it, and pass it. So those two things I know are waiting. I don't know that they're going to happen without them, but I do know they're both part of the budget. That's why I've always said we need the budget. We need this to go through, be approved, everybody be on board before they do it, because it's going to apply to everybody. So those are the two things that I still look for. Can it happen without them? Think so, but we'll see if it does. Anything's possible.
Okay. And we're not seeing any sort of celebration bleachers being established over there or anything for celebrating this sort of thing. That's long gone in terms of they're even thinking about doing anything like that, correct?
Man, that was the good old days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We knew in advance when they were bringing all the animals out and ready to barbecue and party and putting the bleachers up and inviting everybody over. And, yep, we don't see none of that anymore. So, nothing at all.
Well, here's hoping that this is the finale Friday, our financial coming wealth coming to us Friday and so on, and that you guys will be doing a call not on Monday but somewhere over the weekend. But, again, thank you ever so much. 10 days from whenever all of this transpires, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be happening, and that's what we all are looking forward to. Great. I appreciate
all right,
it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye. 281 area code. You are on.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How you guys doing?
Greetings.
Today?
I'm fantabulous. I'm
super fantastic.
Good.
How are you?
Good. I'm good. Texas got good weather here in Houston today, so I'm good. I'm good. I had a couple of questions. I know you mentioned the zero rate. Can you explain to me what rate are you talking about on that? Because I want to make sure I don't want to assume when you said that they were talking about some type of rate and it was a zero rate. What does that mean?
That's what I want to know. What does that mean? So, let me see here. I'm going to tell you what it says. It says that, let me see, where did I got to go back and find it. It said, America is able to whistle the value of the Iraq currency. So, I don't know what whistle the value of the Iraq currency means. But with the help of unnamed source named Tish, anyway, she went and looked it up. It says, translation said that America is able to zero the value of Iraq currency. And we still don't even know what that means.
That's
but that's
what
the translation
said. What does that mean? Okay. Wow. Thought it was just me. I know. Like, okay, well, let me ask the experts, and they could tell me what that means. Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
zero the value of
yeah,
the currency.
That's
now,
strange. Huh.
Okay. So if I was guessing, once we do the exchange rate, it will be a zero value because the dinar will be worth more than the dollar. Could be simply what it means, dropping all the way down. I don't know, and I haven't gotten an answer yet. But I know when Kazemi says increase the exchange rate of the dinar, he's not talking about increase the dollar. He's talking about increasing the number of dinars to equal the dollar as they have proposed over the last month. So that's really not what we wanted to hear, what everybody was getting excited about.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question, what you just said. So if they go the opposite direction of what we're looking for, and they're talking about putting a rate in the budget, so it would be it would have to be the higher rate then, or whatever number they choose, if they're going to increase, that would be what's in the budget.
Okay.
And would that be for the operational budget or this, what do you call it, this temporary budget they're talking about, the draft? But I can't remember the names. So which one
that's all right.
That rate be? Yeah.
The rate is going to be the rate in any budget. But it is the operational budget, what they're trying to do, and they're doing the draft because they're saying they just want to get through this year. Just get a budget just to get through the crisis and not be concerned with all the jobs and the economic opportunities and the investments and that. Let's just get through the salaries, paying the bills, and get through this crisis, what they're trying to do. So here's the issue with raising the exchange rate. Again, that's caused inflation over there. It's going to cause everybody over there more, and they already have less and now you're trying to charge them more by increasing it. Just like, and he said, even if it's by cents, let's raise the loaf of bread up to 10 cents. Okay, by 10 cents. But then we got to raise milk up by a nickel, a dime. Then we got to raise, you know, potato chips up by 3 cents. Everything costs more. That's going to hurt them even more.
Mm-hmm.
But that was part of the solution, just to be able to pay the salaries. Raise
wow.
it up, keep it the same. They don't want to do that. Now, to further complicate things, they've been talking about it for the last month, month and a half. But again, oil was at $30, $32. Now it's at $42 today. They say they mm-hmm. know it's going to go up. Now, it was at 56. Look how fast it went from 30 to 42 to get back. How long is it going to take from 42 to get back to 56? That's why they want
well.
To do the month-to-month budget, because when it gets mm. back, now they're at a surplus. They don't have to do all this other crap. So when will they know if it'll go back? If they have the oil meeting tomorrow and they come to some kind of agreement, which is going to be hard to do, or they move it to next week, the sooner they come to some kind of agreement, the sooner the rate can come out for July, August, and September, because that's what the meeting is about. Do they extend the production cuts? Do they extend everything so the rate keeps going up? And do they do it for 1, 2, or 3 months? Then they can set their rate. But again, Iraq's saying, let's play the game. Let's try and do a month-to-month, or quarterly, as they're calling it now, or do the whole 6 months. If it goes up, no problem. We can go with the first plan. We got plenty of money. Even if they don't do the projects, the job increases, and the investments, if it gets back up to $50, $56, they got plenty of money. They can just operate. So a lot of things that they're looking at right there that really won't be settled until that meeting. Now, there's a negative, too, so you guys will know. Iraq didn't do what they said they were going to do. They were supposed to cut their production last month. They didn't. Everybody else did. Well, Iraq and Kazakhstan and one other country, I can't remember. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. The difference is at the meeting, they're saying, well, we're going to cut more, or we're going to cut for 3 more months. But now Iraq, Kazakhstan, whoever else it was, you still got to make up for what you didn't do last month.
Right.
And Iraq is saying, we couldn't afford to do it last month. We sure as hell can't afford to do twice that this month. So they're digging themselves a hole, and they're trying to figure out how to get out of that hole. So a lot going
on. That was going to be my question. How do we know that when the oil gets back to $56 or whatever it is, that they're going to do what they're supposed to do to even get this thing done? And what's the likelihood, what would be a major reason that the oil would go back down and then cause them to, you know, have to think about negotiating again with someone to get a rate at a price that they think it should be in order to get this done? Would the markets and all this stuff have to totally crash again or something major? What would be, you know what I'm saying? What would the oil price go back down again? Maybe not past, you know,
okay,
$20,
let me confuse you. Okay, I'm going to confuse you because you confuse me. But anyway, this is what you want to know.
Okay.
This is what you want to know. And I tell people all the time, don't go into a meeting, a negotiation, or anything else and ask a question when you're negotiating that you don't already know the answer to. Don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it.
Wow.
And here's the other thing in negotiation business, and Iraq knows better than any of you will probably ever know. Okay? It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. With permission, they can always say no. But when you're asking forgiveness, I mean, I already did it anyway, so what else are you going to do? Okay? And that's what our rat practice is doing. We're going to do it anyway. Forgive us. Wipe that part out so we can keep going. That's what they're saying right now. Okay, we didn't do what we agreed to. All you guys did, it took the price up. So now we got more money, so forgive us. And next month, do it again, because we can't do what we promised we were going to do, or we're going to lose. We just can't do it. Why have they negotiated with Kuwait and everybody else who they owe money to, and what are they saying now? Can you just finally forgive the debt? We're down to the last billion, because we can't pay you anyway, because the price of oil is down. Our economy is down. So just forgive it. Iraq's not going to. You know it, and you know it, or you wouldn't have just asked the question, how do they recover from this? They don't. And they already know they can't until that price goes up like crazy. And they're saying, you guys just do your part, and we'll have to make it up to you later. And that's the plan.
Well, I'm sure hoping they get something done. In the United States, didn't they have some stipulations for them to kind of move forward and get this done? And they seem
did.
Like it, though. Yeah, so that's crazy.
Yep, they did. Told them they wanted to get it done this month. So we'll see what happens as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, I know others want to come in, so I guess we wait and see what happens this month. Hopefully by the end of the month, rather, first part of July, we'll see what happens. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. 209.
Okay, guys. Hold on. Wait. Hold on for a second.
Hold up, 209.
Yeah. I actually going to have to talk to somebody to clarify this. But I'm going to give you guys, he just said the magic number is $50 million on everything to get the highest contract rate. $50 million on everything. Now, I still don't know what that means, and that's why I said I actually going to have a conversation with him, because I don't know if that's, well, it can't be $50 million dinar because you can only get it on 20. So it's to have enough to equal $50 million. But you do that with 2 million dinar. If they gave you the highest contract rate, it would equal $50 million. So that doesn't really make sense to me. But I don't think I can get it across texting while we're doing this. So I'll ask the question afterwards. All right, go ahead, Ray.
Okay, let me see. Where'd they go to? 209.
Good morning, good afternoon, happy days are here.
All right,
okay.
I had some questions Wednesday. I've been in this about, I lost track now, 7 to 8 years. And I was going over some old notes, and I know things have changed, so I just thought I could get some clarification for me and maybe for the several new people that have come on the call. The first one I have, when I was going over my notes, and I wanted to ask again, we talked about 10% annually a year interest, be able to negotiate that, but pay it out monthly. Now, how does that work? Do they wait after the year to start paying you out monthly, or do they start paying out immediately on the annual rate?
Well, that's a question you should ask the bank, but I think they start paying it out immediately because they know it's going to be a year. So they pay you 10%. They can see what your balance is, I guess, and do it 10% over the year. So they're not going to pay you 10% a month, but they're going to pay you that throughout the year. So divided by 12, that should be your monthly percentage on your balance.
Okay. Which you had advised, I believe, in a call we had before, that if you did that, that was a better way to go than just to go interest monthly, correct?
Well, they're going to pay it. It's going to be a year anyway, but you want your payments monthly. Now, I said, I don't want to wait till the end of the year, say, and then add it all up. I need my money making money. I don't need my money sitting over there in their account making money. I need it in my account making money.
Okay. I'm writing a note here, making money. It's so hard because I go over all these old notes and so many things have changed. And I'm having a junior senior moment. IQD is Iraqi dinar, but what is the IQN? Is that a note? And do we ask for IQD or IQN, or do we ask for both? And what is the difference?
The difference is the new dinar versus the old dinar, the new symbol that they're going to use, and we're supposed to be exchanging under IQN. I've always said go in there and ask them what's the rate for both of them, and the highest one is the one you want. But it's supposed to switch over to IQN.
Okay, and that's the new rate, and that's the same with the VND and the VNN, correct?
Yes, correct.
Then if I want to transfer funds to another bank, I'm going to negotiate to stay with that bank because I've got quite a bit. Oh, by the way, if you hear any jets flying over, it'll silence me out for a minute. We had the fighter jets practicing today, so don't ignore it. Transfer funds to another bank. So say I had $100 million coming, and I tell them I'm going to leave $80 million. This is really hypothetical. And I'm going to leave $80 million with you to invest for me, but I want $20 million. Can I transfer that $20 million that day? And if I do, is it like a wire transfer, or do you know?
I know you won't be transferring it that day, okay? And, yes, it'd absolutely be a wire transfer to another bank.
Okay. A wire transfer. Okay. I heard something. I can't even think of where I heard it. I'm not sure if you said it. The auctions, you said the auctions have stopped. But I remember at one point you said when the dong stops 2 hours before the RV. Is that a correct statement?
I said they should stop selling the currency 2 hours before the RV occurs.
Could.
It had nothing to do with the auctions.
Right. But you're feeling that they will stop the selling of all currency, not just dong. I had written dong. But all currencies about 2 hours before they do the RV.
No, I'm not saying they're going to shut down Forex. These particular seven currencies that are in this basket, the currency dealers are told they would be notified 2 hours before the RV to stop selling currency.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Non-taxable means we don't have to claim on our tax returns, correct?
Non-taxable means that's right, that the IRS supposedly is not going to tax you on it because it wasn't income, it was an exchange. And not only that, it is being taxed prior to you receiving it, is what we have been told.
Okay, taxed prior to receiving. Okay. Then we have talked about over the last several years that have a separate account for dinar. Is that still factual? Do we still open up a separate account for dinar?
Again, I was told that in the beginning, because they felt it, if anything, may be taxable if the other ones weren't. So it's better safe than sorry. Nobody's ever called me back and said, hey, don't worry about that. It was what I was told from my guy at the Treasury Department from the start. I would put that in a separate account so it is taxed by itself if it happens.
Okay. And my last question is, we had also talked about when we go in and do our exchange, we're opening up on one account, and that then we can transfer to close that account and transfer to different entities. Is that still correct?
Well, you can always do that anyway, guys. But here's the reasoning behind that. I said, I'm going to an exchange location. They're going to do all my paperwork. They're doing paperwork by the hour, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent. When I get to my wealth manager, I want all my money moved to a different account. I want that account marked so everybody else in the bank cannot see it. That means the tellers can't go into my account, anybody else. and any third party people who want to see my account, want to contact me, have to go through my wealth manager to contact me.
Okay, so I'm understanding. We'll do our exchange. It'll all go into one account. When we go to see our wealth manager is when we can separate it into different accounts. And
okay.
That's when we say we want it red flagged.
Do your exchange. You still might say, hey, my dinar I want in this account. The rest I want in this account. Now, I go see my wealth manager, and I'm saying I need two different accounts. Because I want my dinar to go to an account that's just me and you, not the exchange guy, the guy who set up my appointment, not everybody else I talk to have copies of my account, my information, me and you. I want all these currencies set up in this account, me and you. I want them identified as do not contact for third parties without contacting you. I don't have to worry about a teller or anybody else going into my account, anybody that got that information before, because now you've restricted my account, and it's me and you.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much. You answered all my questions, and hopefully I don't have to ask them again, but I have my junior senior moment. So, anyway, God bless, and thank you guys so much. I'm done.
That's okay. Thank you. You what?
Bye.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. 610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NCO.
Hey, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And it's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And that's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. We do appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
You are very welcome, gentlemen.
All right. 281 area code. Takes us to you.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree.
That's great. Hello, Tony. Tony.
Hey, how are you?
I'm just great, lovely, groovy, man, groovy.
All right. What's going on?
Listen, well, you answered the question that I wanted to know. And then you answered, I was going to ask you and I was going to ask Mr. Ray both, in your opinion, what are you all feeling about this really going at the end of the month or the beginning of July? And I'm going to ask Mr. Ray because you kind of hit on yours, but I want you to hit on it again for me before I get off this line with you. So how you feel about that, Mr. Ray? Give me your opinion.
So far, so good.
Opinion.
That's what the information is indicating, so that's what we're staying with.
Right. Right. Come on, Tony, Tony.
I was going to say you probably ring it.
Girl, where your husband at?
He's actually off for lunch and he's listening, but I'm riding with my commander number two daughter.
Oh, well,
I call
them
children commanders because they command some things.
I said, well, ask her, does she have a question?
My daughter?
No.
She's on the phone talking about. She's talking about demons and what God is going to do, so I can't ask her.
Oh, okay.
But I believe what the young man said earlier, I believe that it is going now. And you know, I'm just going to keep speaking until it comes. Life and death and the power of the tongue. And we got to have
faith. Well, I appreciate that. That's what
we
got to
have faith and trust in God to know that it is going to come this time. And I believe that so many people on this call are true Christians. And I believe that they are standing right along with us, that this is really going to happen. But I want to thank you guys. Mr. Ray, did you get that?
Sir, I put them boards.
Did he get that?
What I had sent you, yeah. Did it? Okay, I just needed to know because I'll hit you back up next week.
Okay, yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you all so much. And
all
you all
right,
have a great
you.
Day.
Thank you.
And you all be blessed on this day. You too.
All righty.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too. Have a great weekend.
Okay. You too, sir.
Okay. 313 area code, you are on. Okay, must be tied up. We'll go to 918 area code, you are on.
Yes, is that me?
Yes, you.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've been I didn't have a question. I've just been listening on this line, and I've been a listener ever since the PTR days and way back there a long time ago. And I'm heavily invested in three different currencies, but I just want to say thanks for doing what you do, and I really look forward to the calls, and have a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Now, you said you didn't have a question, but you did want to be acknowledged so that you could say something, correct?
No, I thought I didn't do nothing to put my hand up or anything. I just called that number. And,
sure, if you press 1, that puts your hand up. If you hit the number 1, once you dial the Q&A, that puts your hand up.
Well,
you did a double negative. The first negative was calling on the Q&A line and not having a question, and then the second negative was to put your hand up. All right, take care, sir.
Well,
I knew that was coming. All right, thank you, sir.
All right, take care. 862 area code, you are on.
Hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. Mr.
Greetings.
CIA here. How are you guys today?
All right.
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I kind of got spooked a little bit by something you mentioned, I guess, during your monologue, and that had to deal with the fact that if the U.S. decided to pull out because Iraq is not going to become a sovereign nation, I'm just wondering, what are the implications or effects to the other currencies that are in the basket? You know, how would the RV affect them for the currencies that are in that first basket?
Well, one thing you gotta realize, we're hoping the RV happens before the negotiations fully end. Right now, they're just getting together, talking, setting parameters of what they're going to talk about. They're doing a video conference, not face to face, not signing documents, not going through details. but making sure they understand each other where we're going. The RV is going to happen regardless. I would think it makes sense for it to happen because it's been planned and worked on for so long. Our government isn't, you know, I'm not going to say counted on it, but they have planned with it for it to happen. So I still see that part happening because the bottom line is still all about money. And always going to be there on that part. It's just a matter of who controls it at what point. And, you know, when Pompeo is saying that or the U.S. is saying that, we already know going in with everything that we have as far as Kurdistan is already supporting the U.S. As far as most of the countries going in, putting the money, support the U.S. IMF is controlled by the U.S. The sanctions on Iraq and Iran would be also controlled by the U.S. And the fact that if it ever happened, both Iran and Iraq would crash. Totally. And Iraq's not going to set themselves up for failure like that, at least. So he knew that
he
said it was just rape. It was just giving Iraq probably an excuse or way out without having to get into it with Iran. But listen to this, since you brought that up. Because it's a key fact, and I don't even know if you guys know it. Iran did sign with Iraq this morning. Or yesterday, one of them, a 2-year extension on buying electricity from Iraq. Now, they've been doing 1-year contracts all the way up to today. Now, they did a 2-year contract extension. Well, you got to ask yourself, how do you sign a 2-year contract extension when the U.S. only gave you 6 more months to get it done?
I thought they had I thought they had made arrangements with the Saudis to get that energy or electricity through Kuwait.
And they are making arrangements with other countries. Okay? And that's what I'm saying. And they were giving them actually, well, they should have had it done 2 years ago, all kind of agreements. But why do they extend Iran for 2 years when we only gave them a 6-month extension? So something's going on already, right?
Yep, I would say so.
Okay.
All right, so we'll let. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said okay. Something's going on.
Okay. We'll let that marinate for a minute. Then the other thing is, you think that they are possibly sandbagging the Kurdistan agreement so that they can reveal it at the appropriate time just prior to announcing the RV?
No, just prior to announcing the budget is passed because that's part of the budget. So, I mean, they were excited last week about it all coming together, agreeing on the numbers. It just wasn't finalized. Again, the financial law has been sitting there for the last year and a half. They haven't even been discussing it, but it hasn't been finalized. It hasn't been put in the Gazette because it hasn't been approved through the budget. So, yeah, I think those things are done, even though they're saying they're having conversations about it. And they're just pushing us through the month here, I think, trying to get closer to the first. At least I hope that's what it is.
Yeah, me too, because we can definitely look back on what happened with Kuwait back in the 90s. And the other thing I'm thinking, too, is, I don't know, some time ago I asked you guys about, well, it was actually you, Tony, about there was supposed to be tariffs at the border that was supposed to have been implemented on the first of the month. And at that time, I don't think you knew that they had done it or couldn't confirm that they had done it. And now here we are at the same situation with taxes and tariffs at the borders or at the ports and things like that. So hopefully this time it'll go through because they've made, I guess, the world aware that, you know, this is what they could expect come July 1st. So just kind of my thoughts. I'm thinking out loud, but that's all I have to say on that, unless you guys care to add anything else. I appreciate you taking the question and the call. Stay safe.
All right.
Okay.
And that's all we can do is go based on what they say. Even though we know 99.9% of the time they're not going to do what they say, we have to go based on what they say.
I know that's okay. Right. Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good weekend.
Okay. You too. 361 area code. You are on.
Is that me?
That's you.
Hello? Oh, great.
Yes.
Hi,
hello.
Ray. This is Come On RV.
Hey, you made it in. All right.
I'm usually a lurker. I heard you come on and say that you received my letter, and I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for letting us know that you do read those letters, and you and Tony do. I believed anyway, but that you guys do care a lot about all of us out here. So thank you, guys.
Sure.
Did you hear me say I didn't get your letter? Did you hear that?
No.
I did hear that part. But I wasn't going to say anything.
You'll get it in 6 months.
No, I know you guys are busy and everything's going on here. And we are at the end. I'm a member in the forum. I started off with Oki probably just before about the same time that Tony started working with Oki. So I've been in this for about 16 years now. So I've been in all the roller coaster ride up and down. And a few years ago, you guys had told us about how the banks were starting to get ready. The rates and stuff were being posted on back screens of the bank. And you told us how to go to the back screens so that we could go tell tellers. And my fiance and I, we are people of action. We want this thing to happen after, at that time, 13 years. So we went into the banks and badgered those tellers again and walked them through how to get to the back screens. And when they got to the back screens and determined how much they would be exchanging us for, both their mouths just dropped open. They looked at each other and said, how are we going to do this? The problem was they got on the phone and they called the foreign exchange department, and they alerted them that at that time that they were not going to exchange us. But we were so excited. We knew that we were right there. That was 2 or 3 years ago. I have a bank story of a person that that came on board with me probably just after that. He purchased dong, and he called me just yesterday and said, should I go get some more dong? And I said, we're running out of time if that's what you need to do. Your mom's in a situation where she's going to need assistance and stuff. Get the money now. So he said, should I go ahead and order it? And I said, the fastest way to do it would be to go to your bank. Two things would happen. You get it faster, less expensive, and you would be on their list. He didn't understand exactly what I was saying. But when he went to his appointment, he said the downtown location where the foreign exchange department is was completely closed. There was nobody at that bank. The branch that's close to him, he asked the wealth manager or banker there, do you sell dinar and dong? And this person said, we do not sell either one of those. He went to a third branch, which was closer to his mom's, and asked them, did you sell dinar or dong? This woman told him, we don't sell dinar, but we do sell dong. And so he asked her about how much to purchase and when he could get it. He was ecstatic that the fees were only $7 versus what it cost to go online and do it. And he asked her, he said, so when is this expected to the rates to go up so that we can come in and exchange this? And this is what this wealth manager, Wells Fargo person said. We don't know exactly, but we know that it will be soon and that we will be calling the people that have come in to purchase the currency. I was floored.
Okay.
Never once have we had somebody at the bank now telling us locally that, yes, we are going to do this. So those people that are a little bit down in the dumps here, that this is, you know, delayed again, we are on our way. We are there. So I just had to share the story. I didn't get it on the questions fast enough, but I thought this is what worth going ahead and picking up the phone and calling in. So
okay.
Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for all your support.
All thank right. you.
Thanks for sharing.
We appreciate
that. You're welcome. Y'all take care.
Okay,
right.
Bye-bye. 832 area code, you are on.
Yes, gentlemen, thank you for your time. One or two calls or three calls ago, you talked about the gift tax. I thought you could only give $10,000 a year to your kids or to whoever, and that wouldn't be taxed. So now you mentioned $15,000. Has that changed to $15,000?
Yes,
it is. It has changed to $15,000.
Oh, that's wonderful news. That's all I had to ask, gentlemen. Hey, I love listening to you guys.
You,
thank you. Like
you said it wrong, though.
Oh, I said it wrong?
The limit, yeah, the one part you said wrong, the gift tax limit is not a ceiling amount that you can give an individual. You can give them any amount that you want. The gift tax limit is once it goes past that threshold. Right now, the threshold is $15,000. Now, you
taxed,
gave money
right?
to you gave somebody. You get the tax, not the recipient.
Oh.
If you give somebody $20,000, it's going to be tax-free to them. But you get hit with $5,000 gift tax because it's $5,000
okay.
over 15. Technically,
okay.
that's how that works. But now, real good tax people will show you how to dance around that $5,000. And
okay.
put it in the, because you have a lifetime limit, and they'll take advantage of the lifetime limit and let it be incorporated in there, so you won't wind up paying that tax on that $5,000. But you need to make sure you use somebody that knows what they're doing.
Okay, I appreciate that,
okay.
man. Yeah, I really do appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. We're just all looking forward for this thing to flip. I appreciate your time, gentlemen. You have a good afternoon.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care. 727 area code. You are on.
Well. Good morning, Tony.
Hey,
good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt. How you doing?
Hey.
All right.
How you doing, man?
Well, I always say I hate to brag. A couple of thoughts came to mind, Tony. If they're stalling, they're stealing. And if their lips are moving, they're lying. So, like you said, you got to watch what they do, not what they say. And
yep.
I think those words become truer every day. So, I guess the first thing I wanted to say, and I think it was Tish that posted it, but I can't swear to that. She was talking about, because you brought it up earlier, and I was surprised nobody else had talked about it, that the Iraqis had been ignoring the agreement that they made between Russia and hello?
Well, between OPEC, because all of them made the
yeah.
agreement, not just Russia and
right.
Saudi Arabia, but the OPEC agreement.
Right.
Okay.
And so if they were doing that, chances are, I mean, there is no excuse for that, not doing what you agreed to, unless somebody's stealing. That's the only thing that made sense to me, especially knowing them. So I guess that's the first thing that popped into my head. And so if it comes down to giving them any more slack, it doesn't seem to me they've earned it. They haven't kept up with their agreements. And in that sense, they seem to be pretty similar to Iran. So I guess
okay. That
was one of the, yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to try and simplify this, though, so everybody understands what we're talking about. Probably not the best example in the world, but I'm trying to do it so everybody knows what we're talking about. Okay?
Right.
So, I loan you $1,000. I'm round up. I loan you $1,000. And you tell me I'm going to pay you the $1,000 back next month. But instead of giving me my $1,000, you say, here's $200, because I had to use $800 to make a bet so I can get the rest of my bills paid. So I still got somewhere to eat, sleep, and live so I can get the rest of the money to pay you that I owe you. So I didn't do what I said I was going to do, but I did part of it because I still had to survive so I could pay you. So now here's my options. You didn't pay me my whole $1,000 like you said. So I could either chop your head off, I know that's harsh, and not get none of it, or I could say, okay, but next month you better give me $400 because you didn't give me my two extra. And that's what they're saying. You got to make up for what you didn't do and do this month. So that's $1,200. But what you can't do is what? Collect a debt from a dead man. That doesn't work. So now I got to adjust what we're doing. And that's what Iraq is trying to say. That was going to kill us. We couldn't pay our salaries. We couldn't pay our bills. We know we agreed to do it, but when we went home and looked in the bank, there's no way we could do it. So instead of asking you, hey, can we do this or that, we just didn't do it, and now we're asking for your forgiveness so we can go do something else. So you heard what I said? That's what they did. And now it's getting ready to double up. And they're going to say, the price of oil went up, so we can do this, but we still can't do what we agreed to until it goes up some more. But we're doing something. But by all of you guys keeping the agreement, it's driving the price up so that we can catch up. And at that point, we can make up for it, hopefully. So it's one thing else. It's not just stealing, it's surviving. And right now, Iraq is trying to survive any way they can. I'm not saying they didn't steal, because they may have, but what it looks like, based on the economy, the numbers, the fact that they had to borrow internally instead of externally, they're saying we didn't have enough money to survive if we did what we said we were going to do, which we were forced to agree to, or the price of oil wouldn't have went up at all. Right?
Right.
Okay.
All right. So I guess then we still agree somebody's stealing, and
okay.
They need to steal some more. They need to steal some more before they can pay it off. Okay.
Well, yeah, if you want to put it like that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. God, there's something else. And, oh, I just thought I'd let you know I'm working today. So another 20,000-gallon day for me. And
all right.
So, that's a good sign that we're moving fuel. Of course, I'm seeing lots of trucks out there, too. And the traffic has picked up, so people are out driving around burning gas and all that stuff. So it's all good.
Is that one load or two?
10,000 a load.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, two, a truck and a trailer. So
all right.
10,000. Yeah. So I feel it's kind of interesting because anytime I'm diesel's not as explosive as gasoline. And anytime I'm driving and I have a trailer full of gasoline, it makes me feel like a bit combustible. You know what I mean? That I could fall victim to some crazy, goofy guy driving into the trailer by accident or otherwise and blowing me and everybody else to bits. And so I count each day as a blessing. And I can't give away a bunch of stuff if I'm dead. So I'm hoping God takes that into account and will allow me that latitude of His safe, divine safety, so that I can get to the point and be on your list of the fabulous 100, or whatever we want to call ourselves, to do great things with this once we have it. So that's all I got for today.
Wait, let me ask you a question before you go, though. Hold on.
Okay.
Do you guys get hazard pay?
Hazardous pay? No.
Yeah.
No.
You don't?
No, the reason we don't know, we're told we're paid what we're paid because of where we live. The guys who drive in Seattle and Tacoma, of course, we're driving on the same roads they are. Because they say it costs more to live there, so they're paid more. And because of where I live, they say it doesn't cost so much, so we don't make as much. Yeah.
So I don't want to say this in the wrong way, but you drive around all day on a mobile bomb, and they don't pay you for that.
Yep. Well, I believe you. I understand. I understand.
Man.
And so I'm, I say a prayer every day, when I go to work, and when I finish, and one of the things I include in that prayer is go RV.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Sure.
I'll say a prayer for you. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. And don't forget, if God asks, my name's Walt.
Okay.
Take care, sir.
All right. Have a great day, you two.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
513. Area code, you are on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Ray and Tony.
Hi there.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, afternoon. First of all, I want to apologize because I am calling because I can't any longer get on the Twitter, and I believe I've done my due diligence and gone in, and actually when other members have actually contacted you and I listened to the calls, and I wrote down the notes how you were telling them how and what to do. I did what you were saying, and I even, of course, made another Twitter account, and I still can't receive any tweets.
You're not getting tweets or text messages?
Tweets, I'm sorry. Tweets.
You're not getting the tweets.
To let me know that there's a meeting.
And you are following us.
I am following you. That is correct. I've been here since 2013.
No, I mean you've made sure on Twitter that you are following us. You
yes.
set up your own Twitter account.
Yes.
And then you went to our Twitter account, clicked on follow.
Yes.
And then you went back to your Twitter account and make sure that notifications was turned on in your profile.
I did the notification, yes.
And you turned on the push notifications and the SMS notifications. And then I think if you go back to the TNT Twitter one again, look for a bell. There should be a bell somewhere by the word follow.
A
I think
bell.
That some people
okay.
say they see a bell and then they click on that bell. That okay. should all do it. And then you should be getting tweets when we send it out. And the notification should show up on your screen to let you know to go to your Twitter account to see the tweet.
I should be getting that on my phone. Okay.
Well, you should be getting a notification on your phone. You have your Twitter right. notifications going to your phone? Did you make sure that
yes,
your telephone number is registered on your Twitter account?
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, evidently there's something. I'm not sure. Okay.
Do you have access to the chat room?
Yes, I do. I've never chatted.
Well, go in there and chat and tell somebody you need some help. And then maybe they might know something I don't know that they could tell you to do.
Will they be
I think
getting
I've covered everything
phone
that I remember.
Will they be getting my phone number if I do that? Because I've not chatted. So.
No. No, they won't give you a telephone number. They'll just reply back to you in chat or send you a personal message.
Okay.
It'll be a private personal message, but still they won't see your telephone number unless you give it to them.
No, I don't give my phone number.
Right. And you won't have to do that for them to help you with your Twitter. And so go in the chat and see what help you can get. Someone there might know another step that I'm overlooking, but those are all the steps that I remember so far.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to look for...
How long have you had your Twitter account?
Oh, I've had it for... Ever since I got on, and Tony was doing it all the time. And then there was a time frame around a couple of years ago, all of a sudden I wasn't. And then I went on and did what they said to do, and I was able to get back on. And then approximately around a month ago, I was not able to get on anymore. And I was trying, and I still couldn't. And I said, that's why I apologized. I didn't want to call you because it takes up a significant time whereby somebody might have a question that would be more important. Okay. I'm trying to look for I didn't notice the bell thing, so I'll look for the bell.
Okay.
That you
try
said, that some people see.
And then just ask for help in chat and see what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I thank you very much. Okay, thank you, and you have a good day. All righty.
Thank you.
Okay, and thank you too, Tony. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 972. We'll squeeze you in.
Hey, fellas, Danny in Dallas.
It's Danny.
Hey, sir. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I hadn't been on in a little while, at least a week or so, because there was lots of good questions. And, I just didn't need to ask any myself. But today is extraordinary with all the stuff that you've been passing out and the plans that we can make now. I so appreciated CIA's comments about the times of yesteryear when we'd get reports about they're setting up screens all over the nation and bleachers and stuff like that. So I made a decision that when this happens, I don't know if anybody else has gone through this, but my family was very excited when I first told them about it 12 years ago. And then 10 years ago was less excitement, and it was pretty well ho-hum. You know what Daddy's doing. Y'all just agree with him. Well, I'm going to set up the bleachers. Now, it's going to take the form of probably some fold-up chairs. I'm going to put a 300-watt bulb in the back porch light. I'm going to get out the Super 8 movie screen. And when this happens, I'm hoping that somebody does some sort of a celebration. We're going to have it in Texas in the backyard. So I am motivated to do this. I just thought I'd pass it on there. Maybe other people that are as motivated. This is a good thing. Now, you did mention about that $50 million and not knowing if it was dinar or dollars or anything. I did a quick mathematical situation. If, say, for instance, we know, I think the last time I heard you guys report on what the dinar street value was going to be, like $3.57. For so long, it was $3.61, one or the other. I just did a quick thing. 50 million divided by $3.57 equals 14 million dinar. So if, with that calculation, and I hope it's wrong, if that's true, someone would have to have 14 million dinar with a street value of $3.57 to equal $50 million.
Now, there are some of us that have that, and it's not a problem. But if we have to have that street value before we can even ask for the contract rate, that seems a little out of place. So, but guess what? At a 47 cent dong, you got to have over $100 million to get even close to $50 million worth. So I'm hoping that they're going to let us go in. We will have an accumulation of our currencies, whether it's rupiah or whatever, and it will equal close to $50 million for it with a modest contract rate. Because there's a whole bunch of us that don't have 14 million dinar or 104 million dong to equal $50 million worth. So you finding that information would be very helpful to us who get lost in the numbers. You think
Can
report back on that? Yeah.
Yeah, because this is what I was thinking since we're discussing it. 2 million dinar at 28.50 will give you $56 million.
Yes.
Which would put you in that rate. So it may only require 2 million dinar, which there's a lot of
people don't even
have that. And I'm hoping
that's
what he tells me, okay?
Yes. Well, I just laid out the worst case scenario. So
yes, you did.
Oh, my. Well, you know, here we go, Tony. And by the way, oil right now is right at that $40 range. I'm looking at $39.17. It's been going back and forth all day. So we're good. We're good. And Brent is higher than that. I think it's like 44, 45. So that's all good news. But I remember
let me
when
tell
I
you
first
this.
Got into this. Yeah.
Okay, good. No, go ahead.
Good. Well, I remember when I first got into this, I was a little anxious. I didn't have much money. I had about $300, and I was going to get this off the Internet, and I knew when they were going to deliver it, and I didn't have it delivered to my house. I had it delivered to my mother's house. She was out of town, and I stayed there by the door for that 4 hours. We'll deliver between 12 and 4. I stayed there, and when that delivery truck came to the house, I'm looking both directions for those black SUVs. He comes to the door. He comes to the door, and we both had not experienced this before, I thought. But he said, what do you got there? And I could tell there was a question mark in his eyes. I said, well, I'm accepting some currency from a foreign country. He said, oh, I know. He said, I have 1/4 of the delivery responsibility in this little community, and I must deliver to at least 15, 18 people on a regular basis. So he educated me on what was going on. But that was, I used to call this my wallpaper project, because I didn't want people to assume that I was as crazy as it sounded. So it's my wallpaper project. It's a beautiful currency. I was certain that if worst case scenario, I could wallpaper several bathrooms with 25,000 dinar notes, and it'd be beautiful. Now, I'm working in a $5,000 house today, and their living room is probably easily 1,500 square feet. I told them the story yesterday, and I got to that point in my normal communication to where I used to call this my wallpaper project. I could probably wallpaper your living room 6 or 8 times over, and it would be beautiful. And they looked at me, eyes wide, and I knew it was time to stop. we've all come this long distance, and hearing about the bleachers and the screens being resurrected from CIA brought back some memories. We all appreciate what you two have done and are continuing to do. I hope you don't have to do it very much longer. Lord help us. Hey, also, good job, Tony. Things are changing in your life, too. I just heard you tell ED Doc that you're going to be in prayer for him. I think that's points of progress, don't you, Ray?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I got to go back to work. See you later.
All right,
hey.
Take care.
Wait, let me tell you this, though. When you start talking about your celebration, I thought sure you were going to say, I was going to put stacks of hay in the backyard as bleachers. But you went with the chairs instead. So, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what I got. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Thanks. All right.
All right, sir. Hey, it's Friday afternoon.
Is it?
Time to wrap this one up. Let's put it to bed.
Well, all right, guys. We have had some good times on these calls. And I've been getting to know each other, expressing our hopes and dreams and our future plans. And it will come to an end. Hopefully this month is it. Looking back at the past, but we're constantly looking towards the future as we do this also. Everything's looking good. They're making announcements. They're being very public. The fact that the citizens were in an uproar yesterday made them make some announcements. I'm sure they weren't planning to or ready for, but it made them also move some dates up. And I haven't got anything today because it's Friday. But I wouldn't be surprised to see them right back in the streets tomorrow because they know they're going to have to force them to do something right now. Works in our favor, works in their favor. So let's go out and enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy your weekend. If something does happen, we'll tweet it out. Ray will put it in the forum. We'll get it to you and do a call if that's what we have to do. But if not, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend. All right, Ray.
Okay, that's going to do it for us, ladies and gents. And we'll be back on Monday, unless something exciting happens between that time. And until then, keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe God's gonna do it.
Conference recording. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your weekend.